Yeah, welcome to another Neil's Minute. In these last few weeks, God has been dealing so heavily with me about our limitations that we have ended up putting onto the word prayer because of the traditions that we have been taught. It's been interesting that the other day God took me back to some of my notebooks and things, studies that I've done in the past. I've got this drawer full of all these papers, and in this one notebook I see the date was January of 1985, and I was talking about prayer should be an intimate conversation with God that listens more than speaks, and that in its simplest form, prayer is about intimate communion. And it's just been on my heart that we still have so many regulations and so many doctrines and traditions that we have placed on prayer that we don't understand that the reality of praying without ceasing means that you're in a naturally supernatural place with God, listening to Him at all times. Not in a religious meeting, not in a religious prayer meeting, not in a training. Those times, it's a necessity, and yet the results are what we talk about, and what we do should be the result of our intimacy and listening to the Father. Jesus says He doesn't do anything, say anything, go anywhere, teach anything unless the Father tells Him to and tells Him exactly what to do. He reiterates several times in the book of John, the Son of Man can do nothing. It's the Father in me that does the works, He says. So we have put doctrines and statements into the reality, or into what should be the reality of prayer, that limits it to a conscious effort to do petition or be asking about something that will benefit us or our church. And that reality of where we're at is why it seems to me that God is bringing this hunger for intimacy to the word, back to the church as a whole, because what we're doing is never going to satisfy God's heart, and it's never going to truly cause us to walk in the freedom of who we are and looking like Jesus. You see, Jesus is coming back for His body, or the church that's without spot or wrinkle, and we are the church, not our buildings, not our denominations, not our doctrines. We are the church. And in the midst of that, there has to be a new foundation laid of what prayer is. God told me one time, and many times actually, prayer changes things. He says, but I want to change prayer. And in this season, it seems like God is constantly reminding me that if it's new, you don't know how to do it, you know. And the difference between doing what you have known is you take something God does say, and then you try and walk it out through what you have done in the past, which then keeps you in the place of already being compromised because, well, this has to be God's response to what we say, or this has to be my response to what God says. This is what He's going to do because this is the desire of my heart, and God promised to give me the desire of my heart. When in reality, because He's holy, He is focused on us. But we're supposed to be holy like Him, so then that would mean that we are focused on Him. And instead of our prayers being about what we want, we should be asking the question of what is it that will fulfill the desire of your heart today? What do you want to do? But we already, even with that statement, have in our mind categorized of what he can talk to us about. You know, we're still trying to be the supreme being, and then God is the one who has to honor our prayers and do what we asked, instead of us figuring out that very possibly he might have other ways and other things. We listen only to find something general that then we can take and run with ourselves. You know, there isn't any place really where there is a calling to be an intercessor, other than all of us are called to pray without ceasing and to pray and faint not. So in the reality of what God says in the Word, we all should be prayer warriors. And that means that we would all be in the place of intimacy with Him and listening. Much of our walk with the Lord that is changing in the body of Christ, or at least there's a hunger for the change, keeps coming up against our habits and what we have determined is the center of our focus, or should be the center of our focus. You know, we're about what happens inside the church. God's interested in what happens in the world. We're supposed to be the ones who go into all the world and preach the gospel. We're to make disciples of all nations, kindred, and tongues. We're the ones who are supposed to be a demonstration of His Spirit and His kingdom. You know, the Lord's Prayer says, come, or be done thy will. Come, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. The reality of that is that we have already dictated in our mind what that would look like, rather than trust God that He has a plan outside of our religious attempts. We just have a hard time going back to a simplicity that the goal of discipleship is to get somebody into a place of intimacy like Jesus had with the Father while He was on earth. We can't seem to get it to our heads that that's a pretty simplistic position to live in, and a pretty simplistic thing to do. We have need of demonstrating and being a demonstration that causes an impartation of the presence and power of Holy Spirit that comes to lead us to Jesus's plan and Jesus's direction and Jesus's presence in our lives. Jesus came to reveal intimate relationship with God the Father, and He is the second Adam, which is the man who didn't sin, and we are created in His image and in His likeness. According to Genesis, we're being restored to that. According to John chapter 20, verse 21 through 23, there is a reality in so many of the scriptures that we're supposed to be walking with God in everything we do. God should be more prevalent in the places we work than it should be inside our gatherings, in a sense, because He's about seeking and saving the lost and destroying the works of the devil. But we just think that hearing has to be approached from a special place and always have a religious context to it with Jesus, instead of recognizing He talks to us about everything. He just wants to be a part of our lives. He wants us to know that He's there. He wants us to rest in our reliance upon Him. And yet we just can't seem to find a way to let go of the religious context, or actually manipulating even our listening times to have Him honor us with the desire of our heart. Back in 85, with that paper that I wrote, and it was about that prayer simply was an intimate relationship with God lived out, where you're listening to Him 24/7, your ears are open to be whatever He needs to bring His presence into a new situation. I remember that most everything that I was seeing miraculously or naturally, supernaturally, happened at work, happened at rodeos, happened at, you know, in the houses of people, in restaurants. God would show me something about someone. I would go ask Him a question, is this true in your life? Or I would speak something to someone with the questions so that I wasn't cornering them or God. I saw so many amazing things, but it was outside the church building walls, because we, the church, live 95% of our time outside of those walls, outside of those buildings. But yet we seem to focus our relationship and our actions in Christ to those church buildings or places where we gather instead of where we live. It should be so natural to hear God's voice that we don't even have to ask him questions. You know, we know he's listening. We know that he's going to speak. We know that he's going to guide us, because his word says the steps of a righteous man are guided by the Lord. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. You know, if you're of the truth, it says in John 18:37, I think, you hear him. It's a real simple statement, but we continually go to a place of religious attitude when it comes to hearing God, rather than the natural reality that his voice is like the chirping of the birds in the tree. It's just there. You know, his voice isn't like our voice. He can speak in a nanosecond what takes us months to digest. There is such a divide between being naturally supernatural and trying to induce God to be supernatural. So I'm getting a lot of questions and a lot of input from people about how they want to know how to walk in this intimacy, and that is such a sad statement that we've been taught so far away from what Scripture tells us that we have to go back and learn afresh and lay a foundation afresh, that it starts with hearing God. You can't come to him unless the Holy Spirit communicates with you. You can't be convicted of sin without Holy Spirit's presence. You can't be convicted of righteousness without Holy Spirit's presence. You know, Jesus telling us, my sheep hear my voice. They don't learn my voice, they hear my voice. You know, there's so many things that we just are having a hard time laying down the religious aspect and getting back to the reality that God is in each one of his kids, and he wants each one of his kids to be naturally supernatural hearers and listeners, and then as a result of it, compulsive doers of what they hear God tell them. We tend to hear what we want to hear. We will twist what God says to make it compatible with what we think he has to do, rather than laying down our preconceived ideas and our expectations and coming to him with an anticipation that I'm going to get to walk with him. I've been with several groups lately that have such a difficulty because in their heart they're praying, they know they need more, and they know that they're not seeing the natural, supernatural presence of Christ, and it's a necessity, but they can't go there. They can't quite let go of their religious doctrines, their religious trainings, there are decisions that, you know, God's got to work with them. We don't need to work with God. That they just can't let go of the traditions they've been taught. And, you know, they'll pray, God, I want to see a move of God. God, I want to see you start a house church movement. God, I want to see you do these discipleship. I want to see a discipleship chain. I want to see multiplication. They're all praying these prayers, but they only can hear from the point of what they've been taught rather than from who they are. We're sons and daughters of God, but we were so stuck that when we pray a prayer, the reality of this place we live in is that I just can't get out of my comfort zone to do something or receive something that doesn't fit with what I can handle. You know, I remember when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, I was so mad at God, but I was praying, God, I need everything that the disciples had. I need everything that you had. I need it all, Lord. If I'm going to walk like you, I need your provision and precepts, both. I need to hear your word, and I need to see you in a reality do that, which you did in the book of Acts. If I'm going to see what they saw in Acts, then I need to have and be what they were and what they had. It's just amazing to me how people will justify tearing apart one aspect of Jesus because they're just not comfortable with it and they just can't see any sense in it. Well, I keep showing people the 1 Corinthians chapter 1 about verse 18 through to the end of the book that God chose foolish things to confound the wise or those who think they're wise. And, somewhere we pray these prayers for more of Jesus, then we're going to have to receive what it takes to have the more. We're going to have to become what it takes to be the more. And in our being, then we will be compelled to walk in the crazy freedom of being children of God. With that, I think I'm going to stop today, but I don't think that my messages are going to go very far beyond it being about intimacy and us stop telling and dictating to God what our intimacy is to look like and what the purpose of it is. God wants us to look like Jesus. The Father wants us to be like Jesus. Jesus wants us to be like him. He tells us all this stuff, and yet we will find some way to compromise what he's saying because it's just not happening, rather than judging ourselves and going, okay, Lord, these signs are not following me, and it's not following those I'm teaching. So what am I missing? And then willing to change what I have been doing so that I can see what Jesus wants us to be. Prayer or our conversation with Jesus changes things. And God wants to change our prayer. He wants it to be actually what we think we are, and that is intimate with him and willing to stop being religious and being about ourselves in any way, shape, or form. We really are going to have to come to a place where our foundation changes and comes back to the simplicity of being sons and daughters of God and walking with him in this world to bring his kingdom to bear on earth and his presence to be in us in such a way that it draws people to him.